From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
High school basketball action last night. The Chatham girls basketball team remained undefeated as they squeaked past Tunstall 48-45. The Cavalier girls are now 4-0 on the season, while Tunstall falls to 2-2 with the loss. The Chatham boys basketball team also beat Tunstall last night in a close one, 50-48. The Cavaliers improved to 3-1 on the season with the win, while the loss drops Tunstall to 1-2. The Halifax County boys basketball team beat Dan River 64-54. Darius Hamlet led the way for the Comets with 22 points, while Jameer Reynolds led the way for the Wildcats with 14. Halifax County improved to 2-3 on the season with the win, while Dan River falls to 1-2 with the loss. The Halifax County girls also beat Dan River 54-44. Brianna Barksdale led the way for the Comets with 15 points. The Halifax County girls are now 3-1 on the season, while the Dan River girls drop to 0-3. The Virginia Tech football team will take on Minnesota in the Duke's Mayo Bowl in Charlotte on January 3rd at 7:30 p.m. The Hokies finished the regular season with a record of 6-6, while Minnesota finished the regular season with a record of 7-5. This will be the first ever meeting between Virginia Tech and Minnesota. Also, the Liberty football team will take on Buffalo in the Bahamas Bowl on January 4th. Only two ACC teams are ranked in the latest edition of the AP Top 25 College Basketball Rankings. Duke moved up 5 spots to number 4 this week, while Clemson moved into the rankings at number 16 after beating Kentucky last week. UNC fell out of the rankings. Tennessee is now the number 1 ranked team in the country, followed by Auburn, Iowa State, Duke, and Kentucky. Marquette, Alabama, Gonzaga, Florida, and Kansas are ranked 6 through 10. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.